Yes, I've got the character. The year was 1968, and Grandpa had decided to run as a Republican candidate for state auditor. And he was quite annoyed at the fact that the sitting state auditor was not even a certified public accountant, and he embarked on a personal campaign to rectify the situation. In order to run for any statewide office, there was a small formality of registration, the payment of a filing fee at the Board of Elections in Raleigh. In order to comply with this requirement, Grandpa came to Raleigh accompanied by Manette and met my mother, who joined them for the trip downtown. I was allowed to accompany them on the excursion to the offices of the Board of Elections. And at first, I was very disappointed. There was no ceremony. The whole process took a total of about 5 minutes. Nobody could have predicted the incredible series of events that were to follow. After a brief, uneventful filing, Grandpa, Manette, my mother, and myself were on our way out of the election board office when a member of the press jokingly asked Grandpa if he'd like to have a press conference. In his typical shoot-from-the-hip fashion, Grandpa replied that he certainly would. We were led into the conference room where members of the media from around the state had gathered with pens, pads, and television cameras. My disappointment quickly turned to excitement as the television lights were turned on and the cameras and tape recorders began to roll. Grandpa was seated at the main podium, and I couldn't help but wonder why my mother and Manette were standing at the back of the room looking so unobtrusive. As the cameras rolled, Grandpa seized on the moment to deliver a blistering attack on whatever individuals and institutions that came to mind. First target to catch his wrath was the sitting state auditor, Edwin Gill. Grandpa stated that in contrast to his opponent, Mr. Gill, that he was an auditor for an auditor's job. He began to list his qualifications. With something like this. I'm a certified public accountant, and I have the experience, and I have the character. Then there was this long pause of about 10 seconds or so. And Grandpa, all of a sudden, he thinks on it a bit. Then he looks up, says to everybody, yes, I do have the character. For some unknown reason, Grandpa had seemed to have second thoughts about, well, he did actually have a character for the job. As the cameras and tapes rolled on, Grandpa sat silently, pondering the character issue. Mother and Manette appeared horrified as the suspense continued to build. The next target of Grandpa's wrath was the state treasurer, Thad Ewer. Now, I found this quite puzzling at the time because I knew Grandpa was running for state auditor and Mr. Ewer was not his opponent. As he proceeded, though, he explained why Mr. Ewer deserved his scorn. Grandpa stated that Mr. Ewer had not filed his teacher's reports on time. Then, in a surprise move, he revealed the true target of his disgust as he stated that it was probably not even Mr. Ewer's fault because the state's teachers are so damn careless. One of the reporters stated his opinion that Grandpa had just lost the teacher's vote. But Grandpa countered the flawed logic of the reporter with the deduction that he didn't see why he had necessarily lost the teacher's vote, because as he put it, teachers themselves knew just how careless they were, thus implying that they couldn't hold it against him simply because he stated the obvious. Speculation existed for years afterwards that this charge was a symbolic attack on Grandma since she was a member of the teaching profession. Grandma herself originally proposed this theory. After a few more sharp, well-directed attacks, Grandpa concluded the press conference and we went back to the house. I was very disappointed when the news conference was not aired on the local television news. The mother of Manette seemed very pleased and relieved that the media coverage of this event had been minimal.